Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith on the stats, Steve Scott back at the radio station. Start at corner number two, Warsaw trailing 7-0 to Orange Central, facing third down and 11 from the Warriors' 26-yard line. And again, field goal really is not an option here. Last year, yeah, that Mason Smythe is gone. And right now, I don't think there's a lot of faith in any aspect of that part of the game. Third and 11. Brock takes a snap, fakes the pitch, going to throw it out in the flat, and it's going to be intercepted. At the 18-yard line, up the far side, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, all the way down to the 20-yard line. He threw that ball up in the air. There was a defender standing there waiting for it. It's picked off, and Warren Central's in business. They're going to mark him down at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just a situation where Quinton didn't see the defensive back there, but it was pretty much a thrown right to him. Not a whole lot that the player from Warren could do except pick it off and take off. There's hardly any Tigers around, so but Quinton, credit Quinton for hustling down and making a touchdown-saving tackle. But work cut out for us now as Warren has the ball on their our 19-yard line.
And they run out to the line of scrimmage with their hair on fire. Thomas, the right of Quillen, on the delay. They give it to Thomas. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and still will get 3 yards down to the 16-yard line. Villa was in there on the stop with Martin. And also Luis Muniz Bermudez and there on the stop. And Luis had a good game last week.
Yes, he did.
He had the sack that knocked the ball loose that Ty Martin picked up and ran into the end zone. Second down at 7, ball at the 16. In the middle of the field, heading toward the north end zone. Quillen going to take the snap and roll to his right. Throws it on the run over the middle. Got a man wide open at the 8. Makes a man miss and then gets thrown down inside the 10-yard line. Damon Crum made the catch, and he's got enough for a first down at the 8-yard line.
Good open field tackle there by Parker.
Oh, terrific open field.
Because if he misses, it's a touchdown.
I thought it was going to be a touchdown after he made the first guy miss.
Yep, same here.
11 minutes left to play, first half. 7-0 Warren, and they're looking to score again after the Tiger turnover. Quillen hands off for Keon Thomas, and he dives the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Warren Central, an 8-yard run for Thomas. His second touchdown of the game, and Warren leads 13-0.
And that was just a simple dive play up the middle out of that pistol formation. And, again, running back like Thomas, big kid, seeks contact, and just too much for the Warsaw Tiger defenders. And that was a relatively easy touchdown run.
So now Ellery will try for the point after. He made his earlier extra point. He missed a field goal. He is not your prototypical kicker. He's a big dude. Snap, spot, kick is up. Inside the right upright this time and good. 10:46 left to play here in the first half. It's Warren Central 14, Warsaw nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 14-0 Warriors. 10:46 left to play first half. The Tigers with two possessions. One ended when they tried to punt, they snapped it over the punter's head. It was recovered at the 10. That ended up in a missed field goal. And then the interception returned from the 18 of the Warriors all the way to the 19 of the Tigers and ends up with 7. Ellery to kick off. High, deep kick curling toward the near sideline, though, and it's going to go out of bounds. So allowed to give the ball to the Tigers with decent field position. And it's going to be, if we want to think of it this way, we're at that moment of truth here for Warsaw. They need to go down and score and get themselves back in this game.
Yeah, kind of the same spot we were last week with Snyder when they went up 10-0. We responded well after that happened with the touchdown drive, and we had a good thing going last drive, just ended unfortunately. But you're right, now that Warren Central, their biggest bugaboo so far has been the penalties, and this kickoff out of bounds is no different. So 65 yards is needed to score, and let's see if we can burn some time off and score a touchdown here.
Quentin Brock and the offense go to work. First down and 10. Starting from their 35. Ball in the near hash mark. That's the site closest to the Tiger bench. Quentin will take the snap, fake, and going to roll out to the right. And he's going to run out of bounds into the Tiger bench. After a gain of, looks like 3 yards. I never know for sure till they put the ball down.
Right.
Yeah, it is a big gain of 3 out to the 38. Second down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. 10:25 left in the half. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up, so stay tuned for that. Second down and 7. Wings on either side. Two wideouts on the far side of the field. And they're going to fake it and pitch it out to Reed. And Reed gets away from one man and gets across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. So that's a gain of 6 more yards. It sets up third down and 1 for the Tigers.
And you like to see those type of plays. You know, 4 yards here, 5 yards there. That's the type of plays and the types of drives that we're going to need here.
Should be noted, Finch is back into the game. They rewrapped his ankle on top of the wrap that was already there. And he's moved inside now, playing in the middle of this Warren Central defense. Third down and 1. And lined up almost off sides again. Now he leans back as Brock takes a minute, and Warsaw's not aligned correctly. And Warsaw will have to take another timeout. 9:20 left to play in the half. 14-0 Warren Central over Warsaw. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The lights are on in the press box, and they have taken full effect. It's starting to get dark in here. And the old man broadcasting just is having trouble with such things. 4th and 1, Warsaw, down 14-0, 8:41 left to play here in the first half. And again, Warren Central showing that same defense. They had their two linebackers standing in the gaps of their 4 down linemen. And they're going to do the same thing again on 4th down and 1. And Brock takes a snap, hands off up the middle, and Duncan's got the first down. I don't know how he got through there, but he got 2 yards, and that's enough to move the chains for Warsaw.
You know how you see on TV where they say, oh, there's 8 men in a box. I'm not sure how long that box is, but all 11 Warren Central defenders were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage there.
For sure. No question. First down and 10, Warsaw. 8:25 clock running, first half. Warsaw trailing 14-0, trying to put together a drive that would get them back into the game. From their own 47, ball in the near hash mark. Brock is communicating with linemen. Now he's switching linemen, moving the left side guys to the right and vice versa. Brock, option play, and they give it to Duncan, and Duncan gets snowed under. Officially, no gain on the play. Second down and 10. Marquise Ballard on the stop, and he had help at second down for Warsaw.
Yeah, I'm not even sure he got back to the line of scrimmage, but we'll take it because that play didn't go very far.
No, that was a very generous spot. I'm not sure he got much past the 46. Let him get back to the 47. Second down. Ball in the hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. Everybody in tight. Nobody on the other side of the field. Everybody on this side. Option play. Brock pitches back. Harmon to the far side. 50. 45. Cuts back. Got a block. 40. He's got a first down. Inside the 40. All the way down to the 36-yard line. Actually, they're going to give him all the way to the 35-yard line. So that is an 18-yard gain for Warsaw. And another Tiger first down.
So that's just a case where Warren had all their defenders close to the line of scrimmage, close to where the football was, and our left side did a great job of sealing that Warren Central defense, and there was a lot of running room there.
Tigers down by 14 with 7 minutes to go in the half, trying to get back into this game. Like last week, they got hit hard with a couple of lightning bolts early. Brock pitches back. Reed trying to get around the corner this time. Warren Central sees it. They string it out. A flag comes down. Oh, and then Reed gets thrown out of bounds. Wow. Sean Fox picked Reed up and slung him to the turf. The referee's going to warn him but not throw a flag. There's a flag down in the middle of the field at the 29, which is probably holding. Man, I don't know how far out it is holding against Warsaw. They had the flag at the 33, so that's going to back the Tigers up to the 43. I don't know how far out of bounds is out of bounds, but the whistle had sounded, and Fox picked him up and threw him like a rag doll. And by the way, Tucker's not a little kid.
Right. And I think Bart's talking to that line judge.
Yeah, like, he should be.
Like, what needs to happen to throw a flag there?
I have no problem with him having that discussion.
Right.
If he was here and I was down there, I would have that same discussion.
Yep.
So the ball at the 43. Warsaw's got to get to the 25 to get a first down. So it's essentially first and 18 from the near hash mark at the Warrior 43. The good news is this whole time, the Warren Central offense is sitting on the bench.
Yes.
Quinton under center. And they're going to run it up the middle with the fullback, Brody Duncan, and Duncan will get 3 yards to the 40. And a flag comes in at the end of the play. I think there's some woofing going on here. I think Warren Central's going to get a big flag. I think Orso's going to get another first out of it. Warren's backing up. Warren came salty, right?
And they did.
And I'm just being real honest. Their buses were late.
Yep.
They got here late. You can understand why they were a little testy.
Yep.
And they have played like it here at the beginning of this game. So Duncan's 3 yards count. And then they're going to mark off the yardage from the 40, unsportsmanlike conduct against Warren Central.
Huh.
So that's a huge walk-off, and that is going to be a first down for the Tigers and another first down by penalty. They didn't have any of those last week, and I believe they've got three already here in this game. 6:30 left to play before halftime. Warren Central 14, Warsaw nothing. From the 24-yard line, Strawn is wide out to the left. Now he creeps close. Duncan behind Quentin Brock. And they'll give it to Brody. And Brody will dive forward and get 3 yards to the 21. The last two of those yards, he was going backwards. He got spun around and just kept going.
Yep.
No sense wasting your energy.
Do what you can do.
Do what you can do. Second down. Halfway through quarter two, Warsaw with the ball inside the Warren Central 25. It's their second venture this far into Warren territory. Last time they tried to throw a pass, it got intercepted and run back inside their own 20. Brock, again, up the middle. Duncan, he'll get inside the 20, go down at the 18-yard line. So two more yards on the carry. Or 3 yards on the carry, I apologize. Third down and four coming up for Warsaw with 5:30 left here in the opening half. Warsaw with a very long drive. This drive is already about 5.5 minutes long.
And this is exactly the kind of drive that we needed. And you're right, you said it earlier, it keeps that offense, Warren Central offense, off the field.
Third down and four from the 18-yard line. Quinton takes a snap, and he'll keep it this time and turn up field. Gets hit at the 15-yard line, gets spun down at the 14-yard line. That should be enough for a first down. First down, gain of five with 5 minutes left to play. And the Tigers get a new set of downs and get to continue to march toward the south end zone here at Fisher Field.
Let's see if we can punch this in here.
It's a pretty impressive drive.
Absolutely.
Now, it was helped by a couple of penalties, specifically the personal foul penalty on what would have been third and very long.
Right. But as the kids say, you can't do that.
You can't do that. First down from the 14 of Warren Central. Tigers down by 14. Option play. Pitch to Harmon. He's going to be hit in the backfield and thrown for a loss. Back at the 19-yard line. A terrific defensive play by Nathan Stokes, the sophomore, who went flying up the field. And Harmon, about as soon as he caught the ball, was wrapped up and stopped. It's a loss of four.
That was probably a super athletic defensive play mixed with a blown block there.
Yes.
Because he was in the backfield immediately.
4 minutes left to play in the half. At this rate, the Tigers could run out the clock in the half. And remember, Warsaw's going to get the football to start the third quarter. Ball now on the far hash mark. Resting at the 18-yard line. Option play. Late pitch back. Harmon has a bounce off his helmet, and then he gets bounced. He was looking up for the ball and grabbed it as he turned upfield, and he got leveled over there by Andrew Winkle. It's a gain of a yard to the 17, and, well, actually where they put the ball down is at the 18. So no gain. It's third down at 14 coming up for the Tigers.
And you could see that ball bouncing and bobbling. You knew there was going to be a big hit coming.
Well, that was one of the problems that turned out not to really be a problem last week. Warsaw was not that great at accuracy on pitching. It worked out. Quentin Brock, hard count, looks to the right. Warsaw coaches basically tell him, it's your play, and now flags fly, and Warsaw is going to be called for delay of game. The Tigers ran out of time, and so that'll back the ball up outside the 20. And again, a field goal does you know you're not going to try a field goal here. No. Your goal is to get this ball inside the 10-yard line and give yourself a chance on fourth down and short.
We got a long way to go now.
The play clock's already down to 15, and Warsaw's still waiting for the play to come in from the side. It's down to 10. And Quint Brock is just now reading the play to the guys. They haven't broke the huddle. Now they do with 5 seconds. They're going to run out of time. And, again, they don't have a timeout. And they have got the play off. Brock takes the snap, rolls right, and he's going to be snowed under way back at the 30-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 7 on the play for Quentin. And it's going to be fourth down, and Warren Central is going to take timeout now. 2:30 left to play first half. Warren 14, Warsaw nothing. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Fourth down for the Tigers with the ball at the Warren 30. To get a first down, they have to get the ball to the 4-yard line. So if you do the math, it's fourth and 26. And this offense is not built to do that kind of thing. So what are they going to do here? Down 14 to nothing with 2:30 to go in the half? That's a great question. Yeah. I can't wait to see what they do.
And I haven't seen their playbook, but I'm guessing there's not a fourth and 26 in there.
Nope. They already tried a little razzle-dazzle, and it backfired them. It led to 7 Warren Central points. Brock takes the snap, fakes the pitch, drops back, lost it toward the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. There were two guys down there, and the Tiger receiver, Strawn, ran into one of them. Good no call on pass interference. The Tigers give it up on downs at their Warren Central 30-yard line with 2:25 left to go in the half.
Well, it's probably a good thing that that ball was overthrown because there was 3 Warren Central defenders there. Just that drive, just it started out promising. Penalties definitely hurt. We definitely needed some points there, and now the tail is to try and keep Warren Central out of the end zone. That's the goal now, is to go down 14-0 at halftime.
Again, Warsaw will have the ball to start the third quarter. Back to throws. The sophomore Quillen steps up in the pocket, fires it down the middle. Man wide open at the 50. 45, 40. Coming to the near sideline, 30. And tackled at the 20-yard line. A saving tackle by Sinclair, but a huge gain, a 50-yard gain to the Tiger 20-yard line with 2:15 left to play in the half.
And you don't see a lot of that in high school football, a timing play there across the middle where the quarterback just hit the receiver in stride, did not have to break stride.
Quillen takes the snap, hands off to Thomas. Oh, and he slipped and went down. And the whistle didn't sound right away, but now it does. And they'll give him a gain of a yard to the 19 with an even 2 minutes left to play in the half. Warren Central has 2 timeouts remaining. But they've been going hurry up since they got off the bus. And they do that again. Thomas this time behind Quillen. And they'll hand it off to him. And he'll run to the right. Ran into a Tiger at the 16-yard line and gets thrown backwards. Quentin Wilson with help from Villa on the stop. Give him a gain of 3 to the 16. And it's third down and 7 basically coming up for Warren Central with 1:26 left to play in the half. Ball inside the right hash mark. Wide side of the field is the near side as we look at it. Quillen directing traffic. Now sends Thomas out to the right in motion. Back to throw. Quinlan lost it up to the corner of the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. Touchdown, Warren Central. A 16-yard pass play. And Wallace makes the catch and scores. And it's 20-0 in favor of the Warriors.
And that was an empty backfield. They had five receivers on routes, and he threw a fade into the end zone.
And it was a perfect pass.
Great pass, great catch. Credit to Warren Central there.
Ellery now for the point after. Trying to make it 21. And there's the sap, there's the spot. The kick is low, and the kick is good. 21-0 Warren, 107 left to play first half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Glad you were with us on this Labor Day weekend. If you are traveling, be safe. 21-0 Warren. You got plans, Andy?
Got a lot of volleyball to watch tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of volleyball.
Lady Tiger volleyball.
A lot of volleyball. I say that with a happy heart, too.
Yeah.
Varsity is in Plymouth, and JV is at Carroll.
And the freshmen are in Michigan City.
Yeah.
So we have athletes everywhere tomorrow. And there's the kickoff by Ellery, and this will be Harmon from the 8, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Amanda Bean, and he gets tripped up. Ellery, the kicker, stops him at the 42-yard line, or he'd have been off to the races.
One man to beat.
But it was Ellery, and like we said before, Ellery is no little kicker. He's a stout boy, and he made a saving play.
Yeah, he sure did. And Warsaw is familiar with the thicker kicker.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. That would fall right into that category, wouldn't
it? I agree. Yep, I agree.
Speaking of, I apologize. I should have checked on Harrison to see how he's doing in training camp, see if he made the roster. We'll do that before Tiger Talk tomorrow. They try Fitzpatrick up the middle. He'll get 2 yards out to the Tiger 44-yard line. I think Bart Curtis would be happy just to get out of the first half only down 21. Because remember, they missed, had an opportunity to score again in this first half and ended up going for a field goal and missed it. Second and 8, 33 seconds left. Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up. And whistles and Warren Central, it's timeout. Next week, Northern Lakes Conference play begins. Warsaw will be on the road at Goshen. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff. All the regular season kickoffs in the NLC our 7 o'clock start, so we'll be on the air a little after 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Tiger Talk begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow on News Now Warsaw, brought to you by R&B Car Company. The Diner's been feeding Coach Curtis and the boys. The biscuits and gravy, they bring it at 8:45. And when the boys get there at about 8:55, it's still steaming hot.
Huh.
You know, well, you'll be at volleyball.
Yeah.
You say you could come and join us, but you don't have stuff to
start,
do.
I may start going to.
You don't have stuff to do.
I know.
That's too bad. 27 seconds left before halftime. Warren Central down to one timeout left. Brock with Fitzpatrick in the backfield. And they run the counter play, and there's just not much room for Tucker Reed. And he's going to be thrown for a loss back at the 41-yard line. It's a loss of 3 on the play. Andrew Winkle again on the stop. Warren Central has a timeout, but I don't think they're going to use it. We're down to 10 seconds left. Warsaw does not have to run a play, and they are not going to. Halftime here at Fisher Field in the home opener for Warsaw, and they trail Warren Central 21-0. The Smith Appliances Halftime Show is coming up next on News Now Warsaw.